On the live line with us this morning is Deanna Contreras. She's in charge of marketing and communications for PG&E. Deanna, good morning to you.
Hi, Pat. Good morning. Just the North Bay, not in charge of all of marketing and communications.
Well, that would be a ridiculously big job, so thanks for correcting me on that. Still, speaking of big jobs, it is going to be a big one that begins this morning in Coffey Park. And tell us about what's going on there today.
Yeah, so this is what we've been planning for a while now, working with city officials, working with other utilities, working with contractors and our customers to replace the underground electric lines and gas lines in Coffey Park. And today's the day. Today's the day that the crews are going to start doing that. They're going to start digging the new trench for the gas and electric lines to go in and digging the vaults for all the equipment to go in underground.
Wow.
And other utilities are going to be on board, too.
And how big of an area are we talking about here, Deanna?
So it's, Coffey Park is in five zones, right? So it's all five zones that was in the fire footprint. So we have five different crews coming in, working zone by zone or phase by phase. And it's we're aiming to have it done by October 31st, if not by the end of the year. Our internal goal is October 31st. We're really shooting for Halloween. So we're saying by the end of the year, because I know it is a lofty goal. But the crews are really eager to come in and help rebuild Santa Rosa. They're going to be working out there 12-hour days, sometimes 7 days a week, not all the time, but sometimes 7 days a week. But a lot of the crews that are coming in town were here during the fires and right after the fires, and they saw the devastation, and they're just really eager to help.
So these are out-of-towners. It won't be just local PG&E trucks and personnel that'll be here.
Exactly. There are some Sonoma County crews. Actually, the crews from Petaluma are going to be coming in next week to help, but there will be crews from Chico and Vacaville and Sacramento and other places that will be working in Coffey Park to help restore. We had about 1,300 customers who lost their homes there in Coffey Park.
Yes.
So they're just really eager to help the customers out.
And will there be any difference in equipment, Deanna, this time around? Any changes, any upgrades, anything different this time?
Yeah, it'll be the most current materials. It's 13 miles of electric cable or conductor, and it'll be all the most current safe materials with new transformers, new cable, new equipment, all brand new equipment. And the gas lines that are in the sidewalk in Coffey Park, they're fine. They're not damaged. But because we're committed to building resilient and stronger communities, we're going to go ahead and replace them in the same trench, right? Now's the time to do it, right? If we're going to redo everything, now's the time to do it.
Yes, indeed.
We're digging the trench.
Well, we're hoping, too, that as we get further into the spring and summer rolls around, we hope that there is more construction being done in Coffey Park as we get to those periods of time. Wondering about traffic, basically, obviously not commuter traffic, but the kinds of equipment that PG&E will be using, how that might coordinate with some of the construction crews that we hope to be there in droves by the summertime.
Yeah, so we did, we're leasing a 17-acre lot at the northwest edge of Coffey Park so we can stage all of our equipment and all of our vehicles as close to Coffey Park as possible so we're not impacting traffic. Otherwise, it'd be coming from our yard all the way over in Occidental or
right.
Our yard all the way in Petaluma.
Yeah.
So we leased a 17-acre lot from a very nice gentleman there in Santa Rosa who's letting us use his lot. And that's where all the equipment's going to be coming and going. It's off of Dennis Lane and Coffey, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to be, I don't know how many people are going to be involved in this, but I know it's going to be quite a large undertaking.
Yeah, and like I said, we're hoping to have it done by the end of the year. Again, fingers crossed it's done by Halloween. So, they're just ready to work. They're just ready to help rebuild Santa Rosa, and we know that's where the most customers can rebuild in terms of numbers right now. So that's why we're starting with Coffey Park first, and then we'll start going to the other areas where they had the underground infrastructure damaged, like Larkfield Estates and Mark West Springs and all those other areas where we put up the temporary overhead poles, and we'll start redoing the underground there. But we're starting with Coffee Park first.
And obviously, Deanna, we're talking about the nuts and bolts of recovery here. And yet, you know, this is another sign that a lot of people, particularly those hoping to rebuild in Coffee Park, are taking it as a major sign of hope and recovery.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge milestone for the community, obviously, and for us, too, as it's going to be one of the most visible examples of rebuild progress. But I've talked to construction supervisors who've been at PG&E here in Sonoma County for 30, 34 years, and they said this is the biggest rebuild project that they've ever been a part of, obviously.
We keep hearing that. We've heard it since October 8th. We've never seen anything like this, and it's the biggest blank that we've ever seen. It just goes to reinforce and reiterate what an unusual, remarkable circumstance we have gone through together. Well, I'm glad to hear that this part of it is underway, and I'm sure it will mean a lot to the folks who probably this coming Christmas will not have to have battery-powered Christmas lights on trees in Coffee Park.
Yes. We're hoping. That's what we're shooting for.
Very good. Very good. Deanna, thanks for the update, and we will check in with you and see how the progress is going on this very big job.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Pat.
All right. That's Deanna Contreras. She is the Marketing and Communications Director of North Bay PG&E.